So how can we be humble enough to learn that we have to change our habits? Otherwise, we just go along with our life. One major way is by associating with others, especially associating with devotees who are doing a lot in Krishna's service. You know, maybe we feel, okay, I have this talent, I am doing so much. But then we associate with others, we find that they are doing so much more. And nobody in the world has more than 24 hours. The wealthiest person, the most powerful person, everybody has only 24 hours. So if I may become complacent if I'm just looking at myself. Hey, I'm doing so much. But then look at others and see, you know, okay, these devotees are doing so much for Krishna's service. Why even devotees? Because sometimes we can look at materialistic people also. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that by seeing how hard the materialistic people are working for their sense gratification, I feel inspired that I should work harder for serving Krishna. Sometimes some materialistic people, you know, they have 2-3 jobs and they are managing so many different portfolios. And it makes the mind reel. How did you do this? How can you do this? You know, I have written some 15-16 books. So I may become proud, but I look at this. I just want to search on Google and there are something like 75,000 authors who have written more than 100 books. More than 100 books. How much labor it is required for doing that? So if I look at that, you know, I could be doing so much more. I should be doing so much more for Krishna's service. So that means in Bhagavatam, 9th canto or somewhere, there's an anecdote of, I forget, there's a king, I think Mandhata is involved. He feels very proud of his opulence. But then he sees another king who has so much more opulence. And then he thinks, actually, I'm not that great. He's actually dharmically proud, thinking, I have done so much dharma, by which I have got so much artha. But then he says, he has got so much more artha, he's so much more dharmic. So basically, by looking at others who are doing much more than what we are doing, we can get the inspiration to reform ourselves. That is from the positive perspective. From the negative perspective, we can also see that some of our undesirable habits, they can lead to terrible consequences. They may not have led to it right now, but they may lead to in future. So one small indiscretion, it can sometimes cause catastrophe. Somebody from the material world point of view, somebody may just drink a little bit more and then they drive a car. I think nothing happens as long as the police don't catch me and give me a DUI. But sometimes they drink a lot and they run over someone, they kill someone. And then they regret life. What did I do? So our unhealthy habits, they can actually lead to disastrous consequences also. So we have to find out from both perspectives that becoming more self-controlled, becoming more positive, having more positive habits can help me to do so much more for Krishna's service. And tolerating or indulging in some undesirable habits, that can create me a lot of trouble. So from both perspectives, we can inspire ourselves to serve Krishna. And ultimately, our goal is that okay, it is Krishna is not so much concerned about what I am doing. Krishna is primarily concerned about who I am. So in my heart, if I'm still having conditionings, then how much am I pleasing Krishna? I want to offer my heart to Krishna. And if there are unhealthy conditionings in my heart, then I'm not making a pleasing offering to Krishna. So from both the analytical, positive and negative analysis, contemplation as well as the devotional contemplation, we can inspire ourselves to change. Does it answer your question? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada.